All right, we are recording. We're in open session. Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-026 regarding Mr. Jose Ricardo Flores. The time is now 10:06 a.m. on November 17th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel, and I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, including their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with board staff. Again, I'm Daniel Carthel.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you.
Judith Stapley, executive director.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Dee Ray, assistant attorney general.
Thank you. And then EAC members, if you could, please.
Dan Hayden, AZBTR number 38067.
Thank you.
Greg Oswald, EAC member, home inspector.
Thank you.
John Elson, EAC member, home inspector.
Thank you. And our respondent?
Jose Ricardo Flores, home inspector.
Thank you, sir. Just a few reminders before we move forward. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce your name before speaking so it's clear who is speaking. This ends up being important when we go back to the recording so we can know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones will need to be either turned off or placed on silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on March 16th of 2022 related to a home inspection at 15360 West Robertson Drive in Sun City West, Arizona, on or about January 25th of 2022. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings, from a case assessment. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings will be, all committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I would like to ask each committee member if they have done so and, or feel, and feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the recording, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're comfortable moving forward without conflicts. Mr. Oswald.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Elson.
Yes.
And Mr. Hayden.
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger, although I do need to say for record, ledger is not here. She was given notice of this meeting and invited to participate with ample notice. But she has scheduling conflicts and won't be able to make it. So we'll be starting with respondent for interviews. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all the interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby and will be called when it is your time for your interview. So since it is just yourself, we will start with you for your interview when we get into executive session. After your interview, we'll have a portion during the executive session for deliberation with just the committee members, During that time, we'll have to have you wait out in the lobby until we're back into open session.
Understand.
At this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
Greg Alzo would like to make a motion to enter executive session.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Dan Hayden, I second that motion.
Thank you. And then we'll have to do a quick recall vote, a roll call vote. Mr. Oswald?
Here.
It's just yes or no to move into executive. So, Mr. Oswald?
Yes.
Mr. Elson?
Yes.
And Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, it is, let's see, 10:12. Go ahead and stop this recording.